Okay, hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry for that hold. So I actually reached out to that technician office and I spoke with someone. From what that technician is saying, when they reached out to the store because they thought that they were having to pick up the items, the store advised them that Geek Squad was doing it and to not come out today. Because of that, I reached out to Best Buy Next to speak with them directly. And when I spoke to them directly, well, not that store, I should say, because that store is closed right now. But when I reached out to our end of Best Buy that we speak with when we have issues, they were advised me they're going to have to get in touch with that store management and have them call you back directly.
Well, here's the problem. I have very limited time to have this rectified. It's not going to be done next week. So somebody needs to call me at 9 o'clock in the morning. And so if I don't hear from Best Buy, I have absolutely no faith in anybody calling me back. I've had at least two people, if not three, from your organization calling this phone call that the technician would call me. So I have no faith in anybody calling me. I'm sorry. It does not seem to be working.
Okay, ma'am. So this time is different because I actually reached out to Best Buy who said they were going to call you. I have a reference number. I can give you that reference number that they gave me, a case ID number.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, what's the case ID number?
The case ID number is 243-790.
Yeah.
106.
Okay, and is this so if I don't hear from somebody, I must leave this house tomorrow. I have an appointment in the morning. I am not going to be available all day for Best Buy to figure out how they get this rectified. So if I call them at 9 o'clock, if nobody calls me by a quarter after nine, do I call the local store? Is that
Yes.
what I'm supposed to do?
I would advise you
And
to,
ask
yes.
for, okay, and ask for whom?
Probably, most
The
likely,
store
you would need to
manager?
speak with the delivery manager.
No, or the store manager.
Either one, I'm not really sure who is in charge of what over there, but a manager.
I don't think anybody's in charge of anything. Do you?
No comment, ma'am.
I don't think anybody's in charge of this one. I'd be happy if just somebody were in charge of it. All right, I can do that, but I must leave this house at 9:30 tomorrow because I have an appointment. I cannot miss it. So we will go from there. And what is your name?
My name is Myra.
Spell that for me.
MYRA.
MYRA?
Correct.
That was my doctor's name. She's retiring. I don't know many Myras. You're only the second Myra I've ever met. I like Myra. That's a good name.
Thank you.
Okay. We will go from there and see what happens. But I'm just not a happy camper. Only because, I tried to figure out what was happening, and I think people were lying to me. I do not think they were doing what they said they were doing, because otherwise I wouldn't be getting the information that I got. I think they were just putting me on hold. And if you think I don't think that companies do that, oh, I do. I I don't want to deal with this. Just let me put her on hold. Somebody will call you back. Yeah. Okay. So I thank you for at least figuring it out. You did better than anyone else. All right?
Okay. I'm also going to send a message over to our administrative office just in case they don't call you back to make sure that they are aware of what's going on our end as well.
Okay, because if I can't get through to the local store, I'm calling you back.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know where else to go. Everything seems to be so fragmented. But certainly this has been, this is nothing more than a problem of communication.
Yes, that's what it looks like right now.
It's just a problem of communication and keeping your lines of communication and telling people what you know and what needs to be done. Okay. All right. So it's okay. I'm not eating anything at home because I don't have anything to eat at home. But so I'm not worried about not having a kitchen. What I am worried about is having these things installed when really I'm living out of town, but I came home to have this done. And it's not done. So, and it has to be done or, you know, I'm just returning everything. You know, I don't know what I'll buy because I think your company also works for, does Home Depot. So the only, my only recourse is to go to a locally owned store, which of course I can do. So we will see. Okay. I think I know what I need to do.
Okay.
All right. And I hope, I don't know when that store opens. If it doesn't open until 10, that does not help.
I think they open at 8, I believe.
You do?
I think. I'm not sure what store. If you have the store it's coming out of, I can check to see the times for you.
Okay. It's the Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, New York store.
Okay. Let me see really quick what are their store hours. Okay. Yes, from what I see, looks like you're right. They open up at 10 a.m.
Yeah, so, you know, that doesn't help. That does not help at all. Okay. So I'm actually, because I'm old, I'm going to my attorney's office to sign my will, just in case I die. And I'm not sick, but you know I am going to die someday. So that's what I'm doing, and I cannot miss that. All right. So I guess, I mean, I don't know what to do. There's no way you can do that.
No, ma'am. There's no way I can reach out to them for the order right now.
All right. Well, this is really perfectly unacceptable that there's no way to fix it. And had the first person in your position done her job, then, you know, the store would still be open. Okay. I've now been on the phone with you for 49 minutes and 53 seconds, and my low battery is on my phone. All right. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the end result of this is, but you have one very unhappy customer, and something should be done about the people that have the contract with you, because I think that's the problem. But we will passing the buck doesn't work. Somebody's in charge of this, and somebody has to take responsibility for it. There you go. But you have a good day. I thank you very much for at least getting this far, because I don't know where to go. Who do I talk to?
Yeah, unfortunately, at this time, there is no way we can get in touch
with
the store.
Nobody to talk to. Right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. It would just be nice to have these out of my, maybe out of my house. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XBO. Have a great day.